This morning on Today's Health, we're talking about relationship mistakes, from dealing with the kids to the bank account. It's not always easy getting along with your significant other. But did you know that some of the mistakes you make in your relationships can actually take a real serious toll on your health? NBC's chief medical editor, Dr. Nancy Snyderman, and sex and relationship expert Laura Berman are here with advice on that. Hey, ladies, good morning to both of you. Simple, right? You have a bad relationship. You've got stress and tension in your life. That impacts your health.
It's as simple as that. I mean, a long time ago in medicine, we separated mind-body from the physical being, which was one of the dumbest things we ever did. If you're miserable in a relationship, guess what? Your body takes a toll.
And I think a lot of people are going to immediately say, well, this must be stress and tension between a husband and a wife or a boyfriend and a girlfriend. But you say this can even be that you're focusing too much time on your children.
Yeah, you know, it's really amazing because we want to do the best job we can for our kids. We want to take them to every after-school activity and be the best parents on the PTA and everything else. And it is important to invest our time and energy, but sometimes we go overboard in our other relationships. In particular, our romantic relationship really suffers. And the best gift you can give your kids is a model of what a good relationship is.
So there's mistake number one. Too focused on children, not enough me or us time.
And I think, you know, there has to be a hard parent, soft parent on various issues, and so kids know that they have someone to go to.
Right.
But if you start to see this manipulation all the time so that mom and dad are always divided and there's no consensus, yikes, marriages break up.
Mistake number two is pretty closely connected, I think, to this, and that's not making enough time for friends.
Yep.
For social life.
This is one of my great pet peeves for women. They meet the guy of whatever dream this day is, and the girls get dumped on the world on the wayside.
The flavor of the month.
Yeah, and you know what? That's not good for the woman who's dumping the girlfriends behind, and you lose a certain amount of female intimacy in those kinds
of situations. And for guys, too. We shouldn't really make it a woman thing.
Yeah. It happens to both men and women, and there's an energy and a self-esteem that we get from spending time with our friends that goes by the wayside when we get busy with kids and marriage and mortgages and everything else. So you have to make a concerted effort, just like you do for your partner, to make time for your friends.
All right, so that's mistake number two, not enough time for your friends. Mistake number three is one, you know, people say you always fight about money and sex. Sex, not maintaining a healthy sex life, can dramatically impact your relationship and your health.
50% of married people in this country say they are dissatisfied with their sex life, and that's important because we know that men who have sex three or more times a week have a 50% lower chance of having a heart attack or stroke.
Is that for cardiovascular reasons?
I mean, look, an orgasm and an erected penis is nothing more than blood flowing to one part of the body. So if the man is having impotency problems, it may be a window into the heart and the entire vascular system. So if you're not using it, you're going to lose it.
But also, men associate intimacy with sex.
Absolutely. And this is what happens is that women lose, they're not interested in sex. More often it's the woman. He loses that way of getting intimate and connected to her. He's less present and romantic in the relationship, and then she's less interested in sex. So this whole negative cycle kicks in.
And as intimacy declines, the threshold for anger changes also.
Right. And we still do like to talk afterwards. We want you to know that. There has to be part of it.
The next one is avoid, and it's a pitfall for a lot of marriages and relationships, and you call it financial infidelity. Just define it for me.
I'm a big believer that although there should be transparency about money in a relationship, women have to have their own checkbook. I've been there. I've had my money disappear. I believe that women feel strong about themselves and their respect their money more when they have power over the money they earn.
Absolutely.
Now, you don't share, but boy, women who don't have their own checkbook, I think they're headed for disaster.
And you also can't, you have to be really honest, it's so common for men and women to be hiding the expenses, their bills, what they're spending money on, and the impact of that infidelity is sometimes as powerful as sexual infidelity when you've hidden those secrets.
It's a feeling of betrayal.
Yeah.
And finally, not setting boundaries. Give me an example. What kind of boundaries should people in relationships be setting?
If you don't want to do something, you say no. Yeah. No is a complete sentence. It's a word. It doesn't mean maybe. It means no. And you have to feel free in a relationship to say not now.
But there are consequences to saying no.
But there are. But then that's why you have conversations afterwards. And couples stop talking. And couples that don't have sex don't talk.
Right.
It goes back and forth. So I don't think you can divorce the two.
Absolutely. Women don't learn how to say no very easily. We want to be pleasers, and that's how we're raised. So especially for women as they're reaching, you know, middle age and getting in that sandwich generation where they have older parents to take care of, adolescent kids, a husband, a house, everything else, you have to learn to set limits and say no once in a while so you can take care of yourself.
And I think with our kids especially, because we want everybody happy, that we end up saying yes to so many people. Yeah. At the end of the day, we are not happy.
We regret it. Right. Laura Berman and Nancy Snyderman, doctors, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Matt.
Appreciate it.